Tonight on The Little Box, the most exciting thing to come across in a long time, because we've been watching it during the cricket, we've been watching it promoted, we've been watching it plugged. What the hell is it? We're still not quite sure. But Matt Shervington's hosting it, and it is the holy moly, and joining us right now is Shervo. Good morning, Matty.
Good morning. How are you going?
Well,
if you've watched any cricket, you'll definitely have seen the promotion. Marketing team has been working overtime during the summer. Holy moly, it's extreme mini golf. I don't know if you guys remember putt-putt parties when you were kids or where the local putt-putt course is, but it's one of the great pastimes for families to go and have a bit of fun. And holy moly is an extreme version of it. So each night we've got eight players come in and they get whittled down to the final three who go through to the final round on the night. They then have a chance to putt out for the coveted plaid jacket, the golden putter, and then a chance to go through to the grand final.
Oh, wow.
Which essentially is a single putt for 100 grand. So Greg Norman has designed the course, and if you have seen the promos, yes, it's not just the ball that has to get through the obstacles. It's also the players as well. And that becomes part of the entertainment value. That's the
so good. It's like that old TV show, Wipeout.
It's a knockout before that.
Yes. This is what I love. And it's kind of weird that people enjoy watching other people get hurt.
Really?
Fantastic.
It's kind of weird, isn't
We're
it?
We're evil.
Yeah. But you've got your... You go.
You know the funny thing? Like, so obviously we did it live and... Watching the reaction of the crowd is one of the funniest things you'll see, because you really want to be shocked and saddened by what you see.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's a laughing point. It's not great. It's not great.
Oh, I love it. It's called Schadenfreude, happiness at the misfortune of others.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, wow, yeah. There you go.
Okay, mate, we didn't all go to Matthew Flinders. Jeez Louisa.
Matt, your co-host, Rob Riggle. Now, he is an amazing talent, a Hollywood actor, and he was in, what, 21 Jump Street?
Yeah,
that's one of my favourite movies that
the
he was
hangover.
In. The Hangover. The Hangover as well. What was it like working with him?
You know what, It was awesome. It was he's an amazingly down-to-earth guy. He served in the military for 23 years. He moved to New York and was stationed there for a period of time. And whilst he was there towards the end of his military career, he used to go to stand-up comedy places and do his routine and learn his craft. And then he got a job on Saturday Night Live, and from there it kind of took off. And You remember that iconic scene in The Hangover when they go into the police station. And they have to do that kid seminar. They give the kid the taser. And he gets the taser. Well, he's the cop going, in the face.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so good. Hey, Shervo. Sorry, you go.
I was just going to say, so on the show, you see all of that. Like, you see the humility that he's got. You see the comedy that he's got.
Yeah, great.
Just all sides of Rob Riggle. And it was just so fun working with him. It really was.
Shervo, you have we're talking about this course was designed by Greg Norman. You have a common theme with Greg Norman that we'll talk about in just a second. It's a snake!
What are you saying? I walk my dog off the leash.
Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby!
No, professional athletes is where I was heading. Jeez, Louisa. Mate, I took my wife on our first date on a putt-putt course down in Brisbane at Victoria Putt-Putt.
Yeah.
And it's just a romantic thing to do, the old putt-putt. Would you agree?
It absolutely is. And the great thing about the Holy Moly putt-putt course, there's no greater leveler than getting hit in the face with a dunny door. definitely creates some competition between you, that's for sure.
That did happen also on our first day as well. I was a little inebriated. I got kicked out after the ninth hole.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Exactly. Now, your career recently has blossomed as well, working with the NRL and also now Holy Moly and on a few different sorts of shows. But being an ex-athlete and being a sprinter, 10.03 seconds is your PB, right? I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, long time ago.
Can you still run that fast? Like, what would you be able to run it in now?
I can definitely still run that fast.
Oh.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, right.
That'll be forever frozen in time. I am still, I think it's the second fastest of all time.
It is.
No, I'll take that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've got a 12-year-old daughter. I reckon she's faster than me now.
Really?
So, and she's actually pretty fast. She's actually pretty fast. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. It's a weird thing, you know. Like I retired and went straight into TV and in a way kind of left that behind, that whole part of my life. It was such a great journey and such an amazing thing, and I had ups and downs like any professional athlete does, but it was nice to move into another career and sort of sink my teeth into that and start from basically nothing and learn my way. So I'm so pumped that I've been able to get to this point. It's been an amazing ride.
It's very, very cool. Now, Matt, your nickname, Lunchbox. Matt, Lunchbox, Shervington. Something. Well, you know, we did skirt around it earlier, and I just thought, well, you know, Matt, it's something you should be proud of. So,
I find it, Greg Norman, with the discussion we had the other day, kind of was ignorant about Photoshop. And I was like, come on.
Yeah.
I think yours was more of a bento box, wasn't it?
Stop it.
You know, well, with Holy Moly, the both you're bringing on the one wood, which is lovely.
Oh, stop it. Matt, we wanted to quickly...
I just wanted to create some humility here, because every time we have this discussion, often I've got my best mate with me, and he'll always lean over my shoulder and say, "The camera puts on 10 pounds.
Sorry, are you calling your best mate your penis? Is that what you put over, your shoulder?
It talks too? My God, that's impressive.
Thank God it can't talk.
All right, mate, it's so good to chat to you. You're an absolute legend. We cannot wait for the show tonight. It looks absolutely incredible, it's all going to get us back to putt-putt. So well done to you, mate.
Yeah, nice one. Thanks, guys. Thanks, love mate. It. Cheers.
See you, Shevo.
See you, mate.